You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. I am Cameron Heron, and it is time for this June 14th Flag Day edition of Valley Talk. And today I am joined by Jennifer Erdman of the Golden Link Senior Center. How's it going, Jennifer?
Good, thanks. Nice to meet you, Cameron.
Yeah, so what are you here to talk to us about today?
Well, like I was just saying, I feel like I need to come every 4 to 6 weeks just because our place is ever growing, changing events, meetings, etc. So I like to, because I know how many folks listen to your program. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that I make this a monthly type thing. So thanks for having me so quickly.
Of course. We always love to have people talk about stuff that's going on in the community. And yeah, at the Golden Link, there's a lot of different activities and meetings going on. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, and you actually says Happy Flag Day, and boom, I have my poster with me. As tonight we'll celebrate Flag Day at the Golden Link. We'll be hosting the flag retirement ceremony with the Boy Scout Troop number 41.
Ooh, nice.
We'll be conducting that ceremony in our parking lot at 7 p.m.
I was in Boy Scouts for 6 months.
Oh, good. So, and then of course after that ceremony, etc., there will be pie and ice cream served inside the Golden Link. Pie that we'll make this afternoon. And then I believe they, between the VFW Auxiliary DAV, they have volunteers that are going to be serving the pie and ice cream. So please come one all. Please join us and learn the proper way to dispose of an American flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thanks for bringing that up to remind me.
What is there
that.
About like 13 steps to fold it?
I'm not sure.
I think I remember learning about that.
I bet you do.
Elementary school.
So yeah, I wanted to give a shout out right away to that since that's today, tonight, and it's Flag Day. So I did bring that. So please come and join us in the parking lot and then join us inside following with pie and ice cream.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a bunch of other activities you got. It looks like cards and
Today is Wednesday's probably our biggest day because of the men's cards, and we have some ladies also that meet in the afternoon. So Wednesdays typically start to finish is a very, very busy parking lot's always full most days anyways, but especially on Wednesdays and Friday mornings we have our caramel roll, cinnamon roll breakfast days. So that too is another very busy day for us. But I did want to mention something that I put together quite quickly, like within a week or so, that's happening tomorrow. So that's basically too the other reason why I wanted to get into Valley Talk before tomorrow, June 15th. I would like from 10 to 11 a.m. tomorrow to invite anyone 55 and older who is not a member of the Golden Link Senior Center who may like to become a member or want to learn more about it. Maybe they haven't heard that much. Maybe they've never been inside the building. Maybe they've never ate anything there or had coffee there. I want to welcome anyone, whether you're members, of course, are welcome. Anyone, businesses, community, anyone's welcome. We're going to have coffee and goodies, of course. I'm not sure what the goodies are going to be, but of course, coffee and water. Just from 10 to 11 a.m. in our community room, which is when you walk into the very front door off of Main, it's to the left. The large group room is where I will be with two, for sure, of our board members are going to be present with me also to answer questions and visit with folks about all that happens at the Golden Link and all the good that happens there. And I'm hoping to get new members. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to be 55 or older to be a member of the Golden Link. And it's $25 membership due for the year. So if they do come tomorrow, I'm going to have membership forms to fill out and then to visit and answer questions. And if they want to pay that $25, then they're good through the end of December 2023.
Nice.
So I'm hoping to get the word out. That's why I was so thankful to get into Valley Talk today, just because I didn't get to advertise this as much like in the newsletter, etc., as I typically would, because something I just put out. But please, anyone that would like to come and to become a member, just has a question or just wants to have a cup of coffee with us, 10 a.m. tomorrow, June 15th.
Looks like you got something else on June 15th. the pickup for the June cookie fundraiser.
Yeah. So, yep, this afternoon we're doing that. We're baking our cookies this afternoon and placing them. We have several dozen orders that were called in by Monday. We wanted those mm-hmm. called in. The three choices were sugar, chocolate chip, coconut, and then peanut butter. Ooh. So we had a pretty good turnout of those calling in. Thank you very much for that. $8 a dozen. So we'll be doing that this afternoon, getting them ready. So by tomorrow morning, they'll be ready to roll at 8 a.m. if you want to pick up your cookies. So that was our fundraiser for June, nice. Was the cookies. Yep.
And do you do a fundraiser every month?
We do. We nice. Try to change it up a bit, of course, with different things going on. July, because of, and of course I'm working on the newsletter next week mm-hmm. into the following week, with crazy days, etc. We're going to have some fun day of great food at the Golden Link on crazy days, which is, I think it's the third week of July. I'm not exactly sure of the date, but So to let everyone know, we're going to be making our homemade pizzas, which were Ooh. A huge, huge, huge success yeah. back in March. We did a fundraiser pizzas and we ran out. Seriously, oh, yeah. totally ran out.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Homemade
so
pizza,
crazy,
not much better
July,
than that.
The fundraiser, the event we have planned is Crazy Days, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact date. I don't have it written down, but we are going to do a breakfast special that morning. In the for lunch, we're going to do like a $5 Sloppy Joe
okay.
and cookie and chips. And then we're going to do our pizzas in the afternoon. Because, again, we had great success with that. And people have been calling and saying, when are you going to have your pizzas again? So they're coming back in July. So that's the news. But that will all be in the newsletter July 1.
Sounds good. Okay? That sounds like a great thing. Love some homemade pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Other things at the Golden Link, it looks like you have some like craft activities and exercise, health, and
we
fitness
do.
Stuff. Yeah,
we do every week. Yeah. You know, we do have two exercise classes that meet. Every week in our community room, again, because that's our large area space. So please, if anyone, that is sale. And then we have the sit, stand, and dance class. So if anyone is ever interested in joining these ladies and gentlemen in these classes, just feel free to stop in those days or call me or just stop in and observe them to see if you would like it and join their class. We do, for example, yesterday on Tuesdays, we have the Recycle Clubs, card club that meets. There's 4 to 6 ladies who recycle cards that are donated to the Golden Link, like birthday cards, get well cards, okay. etc. And they make them all beautiful and stamp them with the Golden Link Senior Center on the back made by for 50 cents a piece. So we sell them in our center as well. If anyone needs a card or two, that is the place to come and get a nice handmade card for 50 cents.
Ooh, wow, nice. So, that's a
you know,
great
that's
deal.
A club that meets. And then again, cards throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Mondays, we have like the noon Lions Day meeting and lunch. They use our facility every Monday and mm-hmm. have lunch there. We have in the evenings, except for Fridays, I would say every evening we have either VFW, Legion, auxiliaries that meet at our space because they don't have a place any longer to meet. So they really appreciate to have the Golden Link to come and do their meeting privately, you know, and have the space
for sure.
and time to do so. Nobody mm-hmm. else is around. So I know they appreciate that. So that's why, I mean, our hours are 8 to 3, but after 3, there's still plenty of people within the building. We just lock the door as in,
yeah,
you know, regular
yeah. so
hours,
no,
per se.
No one can come in. Yeah.
yeah. I did want to mention, I know there are 3 trips that we had, 2 with Golden Link and 1 was Bergen Travel. They are all full. The main trip this fall is to beautiful Maine, and that is, again, all 3 of them are full. But she is, or we are accepting a waiting list for that. So if you'd like to be put on the waiting list for that trip, feel free to call the Golden Link and we can discuss putting you on that list. But as of now, our trips are full. So I wanted to mention that today. And then, of course, our Thursday evening meals have been a great success. We started that back in March. We don't do that in the winter. And then the summer slows down a bit. Last Thursday we did have, it's the second and fourth Thursday of every month. We do a meal at 5:30 for $10. Nice. Last week it was Salisbury steak choice of and liver and onions, which was a huge success. 1 month we had Spanish night, which was, we did authentic Spanish food, had two volunteers who volunteered to do so. Sounds we delicious. Served 80 people that night.
Wow. Wow.
That was
sounds like a lot, yeah.
So, I mean, again, but, always giving a shout about that if they're questioning. That is in the newsletter as well with what we're serving. But we'd like them to call and reserve their meal by Thursday noon of the day of our meal, mm-hmm. which most folks know that already. But if they have questions about what we're serving and what the protocol is with that, just please call me. I'm always available unless I may be waitressing or doing something. You know, I can always call people back and answer their questions, or feel free to stop in during those 8 to 3 p.m. hours that we have anytime, you know, to take a tour, to visit. Renting our space now, say for graduation, we had a couple graduations at our senior center in which they reserved our community room for a Saturday and or a Sunday. So that charge is $25.
Nice.
But if they are, say they are a member, or say their mother is a member, or parents are a member of the Golden Link, I would waive that $25.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
more
that's
for
really cool.
like cleaning, you know, if not that I've ever seen a mess been left by anybody, but we just kind of throw that in there just to hope that they would keep it looking the same as when they came in. So please feel free for room rental to reach out to me, and we can take a look at the calendar.
For sure. For that. For sure. Yeah, definitely a really good place to have a graduation, just a nice little
area. Or birthday party. Yeah, yesterday we had an 80th birthday party, little celebration
nice,
for someone
that's
who
cool.
didn't really even know. It was her children who called, and then they brought people.
Oh, wow.
In.
So
it was
that's a surprise. Really cool. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then, of course, they shared
that's
the cake
awesome.
With most people, so that was a
nice,
bonus.
Nice, nice. So you talk about this newsletter. Is there a place that you can find that? Or?
Well, as a member, you will receive, when you are a member of the Golden Link, you will receive a newsletter in the mail to your mailing address each month, usually typically by the first of the month, okay? If I have extras, we will distribute them within the center and people can just grab them. But because of the increase of membership, I've been basically what I order, what I get pretty much is all I have. I don't have much extra left, unfortunately.
Dang.
But I can always, we have our website, the Golden Link Senior Center website, which has the newsletter on it and our menus. So feel free to do that or come in and I can print you out a newsletter. I can print you out a menu. Our daily events, our lunch special menus, if you come in, you know, I can easily print that off if they're unable to do so at home or whatever, or if they're not a member.
Yeah.
Yet.
It looks like, from my info here, it looks like you can get the newsletter at www.mycommunityonline.com. Is that correct?
Correct. But you can actually just go into the Golden Link Senior Center website and then just scroll up on the cover page and hit on newsletter. And you just hit June 1st, and then if they're able to print. But yeah, otherwise I can go get it that way as well. You're right.
So as we approach the last 5 minutes of our chat, you got anything else for us?
I do. I got a couple days. So we do have speakers each and every Tuesday. We're fortunate to have with funding, and they're usually free, of course. Of charge, and we invite anyone, member or not, guests, friends, whatever, welcome. Tuesday, June the 20th, that's next week, we have Janet Johnson, who will be doing acrylic painting, learn how to paint a picture at 10 a.m. And that, again, is all these are in our community room, 10 a.m. Tuesdays. Tuesday, June 27th, we have the Hospice of the Red River Valley presenting Kelly Beiswinger and Sue Sorensen. And then I do have Tuesday, July 11th, pushing forward again. This will be in the newsletter and out there, but we have an Eliza Novacek who's going to be doing fiber art. July and August, speakers again, focusing on healthcare, you know, healthcare series. Riverview's going to be coming in to speak. And also in August, we're going to be doing a legal per se series. I believe it's Hallie Fisher, must be from Fisher Law Office, that we've been in contact with, who has agreed to come in to speak in that way. So that's usually an hour, you know, they're 10 to 11. So that I wanted to mention, but those will be advertised on KROX, our website, Facebook, and then I also email our members as well. And we have posters up all over the place, all over town and stuff. So
is that all you've got for us, or?
I think that is it. I think the biggest thing was Flag Day, of course, this evening, and tomorrow's new members. Anyone that would like to be a member, 55 and older, please come see us tomorrow at 10 a.m.
And I actually don't think you mentioned exactly where the gold link is. You
want to let us know? Yep, it's 324 North Main Street.
Okay.
It's on the corner, and we're going to be having some artwork done, hopefully this summer, by Trey Everett has agreed to do so. It's going to be beautiful, I'm sure. It's going to have gold. And that'll be a little bit more of for people to find our place. So sometimes they drive right by or they don't see signage. There we go. Signage is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
But it's on the corner between, like, say, Holiday and M&H.
Yep.
On the left. North Main. My phone number is 218-281-3072. So feel free to call anytime.
Okay.
Or that stop in.
Sounds good. Thank you for coming on here, Jennifer, and
thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you, and hopefully get people to come to that Golden Link Center. Sounds like a lot of great things.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that was today's edition of Valley Talk, and now...